We know we've missed a couple weeks,
We've been silly, silly guys over here. Goofballs.
but we're back, and I think we're back at a good time, Jack. Did we miss some college football playoff games? Yes.
Sure.
Did we miss the Natty?
Sure.
Yes. Did we miss a couple playoff games?
Sure.
Yeah, but you know what? We're back when it matters.
But
It's
you know what
cup.
we didn't miss?
What?
The hiring of Brian Schottenheimer. Woo! Let's go. Bad takes in Boston. 2025. Cowboys suck. Never gonna win another game. Bring the boom! How are we doing today, Tomas? How are we feeling after the news? Good. We'll talk about it later. But
Well,
just initial reactions.
initial reactions. I mean, you got it. You saw it with your own eyes last night when, me and Jack are out, and I just happened to open Twitter, and it's probably the worst decision I made when I see them drop the news at like 10 o'clock at night
I didn't expect you to
that
cry that much.
I was on the verge of tears, man. I was on the verge of tears. I think there's been a lot of, I'm going to say, down moments as a Cowboys fan, at least my lifetime. But yesterday felt like a new low because objectively, there's no way that you can tell me that that guy is the most qualified person to coach the Dallas Cowboys. Two, you can't tell me that Jerry Jones would do anything to win a Super Bowl because he brought in Leslie Frazier, Kellen Moore, Robert Saleh, and that's it. And he kind of had a phone conversation with Deion Sanders. Also, third thing, we're not going to spend any money. They've already said they're not going to do anything in free agency. And we gave this guy a 4-year deal. I don't even like want to say his name. I'm going to start just calling him Assenheimer because he's going to suck. He's not good. He hasn't had a head coaching interview in 25 years. The only reason he's in the NFL coach is because his dad was a coach. And his dad wasn't even that good either. All I'm saying is it's incompetence at another level when you say that you care about this franchise and want to do what it takes to win, yet you're obviously not doing everything you can to get the best possible guy in the building. You're the Dallas freaking Cowboys. This isn't the Cleveland Browns. This isn't some small market, rinky-dink team. You crown yourself as America's team, and this is the guy that's going to be leading the charge. And you know what you say when you bring him in? He goes, Jerry Jones says it. He goes, well, Scotty's always been an assistant in the NFL. Well, he's no longer an assistant. He's now the head coach. And it's like, what the hell
You know
does
he
that
rehearsed
mean?
that in the shower, just staring at himself,
Like,
being like, "You're gonna love this."
what the hell does that mean? There is nothing he said that gave you any indication that this guy was going to do anything. Everywhere he's been ass. And Matt Eberflus is probably going to be my defensive coordinator. Talk about the worst leader of men of all time. It's pathetic.
It's actually there hasn't been a lot of good things for me sports wise this year. We lost Juan Soto, Yankees lost in the World Series, Giants had one of the worst years ever, and we kept Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, which I'll talk about at some point, I think. But hearing how bad the Cowboys are, how they're operating at a similar level to the Shad Khan Jaguars, is actually bringing me such joy that I can't even explain it in any sort of palpable terms. It's confirmed a lot of narratives to me that clearly big coaching candidates do not want to go to Dallas right now, simply for the fact that Jerry Jones is so involved as an owner that they don't want to deal with it. So the only people, and this is another theory I've had, that if you notice there's a pattern among the guys that have been hired in Dallas, Jason Garrett, Mike McCarthy, now Schottenheimer. These are all personality guys, but they're not necessarily like rah-rah out like outgoing personalities. They're people who can just get along with Jerry Jones. They're people who probably sit down while Jerry spatters on about nonsense and how and things I'm not allowed to say on this podcast because my mom listens, but we've all seen the video on Twitter where he talks about when his players aren't listening. Just doing all that stuff, and he needs a guy who's going to sit there and be like, you're right, Jerry. You're absolutely right, Mr. Jones.
He
Yeah,
just wants
100%.
someone to kiss his ass. It's simple as that. And you know what's even worse? The worst part about it, too, Jack, is as a Cowboys fan, you'll understand where I'm coming from. Not only, you know what? Jerry Jones is so freaking old. He's like a skeleton at this point. And Even when he dies, which I'm thinking he's gonna live to like 100 at this rate, because holy crap, his kids are still there and they're gonna run it the exact same and probably worse.
Yeah.
This is like,
Jerry Jones can live to 150 though, because he's getting the blood of like orphans injected into his veins, probably.
this is feeling like some type of eventual Dan Snyder type feeling with the Cowboys. And it's upsetting, man. It's so upsetting because I have not heard one good thing about this guy other than the fact that Dak likes him. But I'm like, okay, so
I feel like Dak likes a lot of
yeah,
people.
Dak likes a lot of guys. Like, what the hell? And two, you don't even bring in Ben Johnson. You don't even bring in Aaron Glenn. You don't even interview Mike Vrabel. You don't do anything.
Yes.
Anything.
But and the problem with the Cowboys also is that you're just ran really inefficiently because think about like what you're going to do for the future. Think about the way you have handled your contract situations. You have like delayed every single big contract you've ever had a time where it's CeeDee Lamb, Dak, really any of these guys, and you wait until the very last second and then you overpay them. And
Yep.
now, and get ready for we're gonna do a little, maybe do some predictions on what stories are gonna happen in the 2025 season. I got one right now, and I'll bet the farm that there is going to be a Micah Parsons holdout at camp this year. There is going to
100%.
be the biggest Micah Parsons holdout because he's gonna want to be paid a gajillion dollars, and he knows deep down the Eagles are gonna do that for him because they love him and he wants to be there because he doesn't actually like being in Dallas because he's a Philly guy through and through. So he doesn't want, so that's gonna happen for you guys because you're just generally inoperably managed. It's similar to the Jaguars. You just have bad ownership, and you are screwed by bad ownership. You will not win because the one position you cannot fire outside of Dan Snydering them, which I feel like Jerry probably has skeletons in his closet, but he's just rich enough and it's not that bad enough where it all can just stay around. So, honest to God, you are, for lack of a better term, screwed. That is the answer. You're never going to win anything ever again. And I say this with joy simply because, one, screw the Cowboys, but also the Giants are so incredibly awful, and the fact that we have lost any position to compete in the foreseeable future, it just makes me sad. So I have to enjoy other people's unfortunate situations.
It's upsetting too, Jack, just because it's another career we've wasted. And going back to my childhood, right?
Yeah.
I watched them waste the careers of DeMarcus Ware, of Tony Romo, of Jason Witten, of Dez Bryant, of DeMarco Murray, of Sean Lee. The list, there really is an even bigger list if I want to get really nitty and gritty with it. But then I flip over to this side, you're going to waste Dak Prescott's career because looking back at it, besides his rookie year, we've never been that good since his rookie year.
You had the number one offense in the NFL
Yeah,
last
but
year.
not last year, the year before, but
Not last, yeah,
the year
I guess.
before, the year 2 years ago. But all I'm saying is there's a difference in that number one offense and being good. That rookie year, Dak was special. And seeing how he no longer uses his legs, he tore his hamstring because he had to run because they were so bad at protecting him this year that he decided, screw it, I'm just going to take off
Yeah.
and tore his hamstring. So you're going to ruin Dak Prescott's career. You ruined Ezekiel Elliott's career. You're going to ruin CeeDee Lamb's career. And we're talking about CeeDee Lamb, I think is better than that was better than Dez Bryant when he was playing for the Cowboys.
Abs I don't think anyone would disagree with that.
I mean, he's a generational wide receiver. You're gonna ruin Micah Parsons' career. I mean, it makes no sense how you have talent across the board, guys that you draft where you go, wow, you actually hit on a draft prospect. You know what I mean? You hit on a guy in the fourth
You
round.
draft insanely well. You draft insanely well,
You
and that's what
hit
makes
on
no sense.
guys and decide to, instead of saying, let me just spend, wait, well, how much money is Derrick Henry making? Like $12 million, right?
Yeah.
That's
Or is
crap.
it? Yeah.
That's crap that you can't pay Derrick Henry $12 million to come play football for this team as the Dallas Cowboys, or not even try to. And it's just upsetting, man.
And well, I'll tell you what's good about it, and you're gonna totally disagree about on this being good about it, but it's finally good that you guys are losing the appear that you're just inherently good because of your name and what happened in the 90s or whatever. Like it's time, it's about time for like if you ever want to be good again, the entitlement of being the Dallas Cowboys has to be dropped entirely
It
because there
won't
is
change though.
maybe you just need to find a way to publicize the entire Dallas Cowboys system and have no ownership and do what the Green Bay Packers do or the Bundesliga or something because that's the only option you could do because it's just ran by these inefficient morons who can't do anything. But we're not a Cowboys pod, although sometimes I would love to be because I love talking about how silly they are. We got some other things going on. We got some other interesting coaching carousel news. Something that jumped out to me in immediately about the coaching carousel, and I don't know if you feel the same way. The Patriots. Immediately making some hires, firing dudes off the spot. I personally think they did Gerard Mayo really dirty. I don't know what they expected him
Oh,
to
they
do.
did him so
I
dirty,
don't know what
dude.
they expected him to
So
do.
dirty.
I don't know what they wanted him to do. I don't know what their plan was with him because they knew they had the worst roster. And they were, what did they expect him to get? 4 wins, 5 wins, 3 wins, but like a little more competition in it? It genuinely seems as though they just kind of did what the Texans did to David Culley and just kind of like let him like kind of out to die for a year and then just pull back everything and immediately hire the guys they wanted to do, which makes me think that they always wanted Vrabel in the first place because obviously they hire Mike Vrabel and then it's all of a sudden it's the band's getting back together. We got Josh McDaniels coming back. Is anyone really that excited about this? Is anyone that interested
Okay,
in that crew?
I will say this. I think they did Mayo so dirty, and it's
Yes.
so. I would. It's the unsettling part about it was how highly he was talked about when they got rid of Belichick last year, right? And they brought him in saying this guy's gonna, change the culture, whatever. But I think really quickly, the Pats realized they made a mistake because I don't think the players liked him. I don't
You think
think.
so?
I don't. I think if they did, there'd have been more of a uproar about what they did to him. You
Yeah.
know what I'm saying? Like
Like
if
a
they,
Rich Bisaccia
yeah,
situation.
they're like
Yeah.
you gave him a year, not even, but the players were like, all right, like bring someone else in, whatever, boom, bada bing kind of
Yeah.
deal. I will say the Josh McDaniels thing is stupid because I feel like that was not a Vrabel call. I think that was a Kraft call.
Oh, easily a
I'm like,
craft
why
call.
is Josh McDaniels still coaching football? He sucks. Two,
He
Mike
has a
Vrabel.
toxic personality too. He has a
Yeah,
toxic
I
personality.
will say this though, Mike Vrabel, I think is a great coach. I think he
Yeah.
got done dirty in Tennessee, and I think that the Patriots are going to be really gritty and a hard-nosed football team, and that's who they are. And I think you
Yeah.
have Drake May now, right? You have Drake May. I know they need everything, but you have a top five pick.
He was realistically the second best rookie. No, sorry. Whoa. Third best rookie quarterback this
Yes.
year. And he played better than a
With
lot of
no
people
weapons.
thought.
With no
Yeah.
weapons. He was throwing to bums.
Jalen Polk, Rasul Douglas, Kayshon Booty when he's not in jail. Like it's not. It was not a good situation at all. With the worst O line I've ever seen, with maybe the worst O line I've ever seen. I'm including some of the Giants O lines in that. That O line was just inept at every single level, and every scheme had to be working around him. I don't totally agree with Vrabel. I think he's like a good rah-rah guy and clearly like a good dude that I think people like playing for. I don't know if his results really speak for themselves as being like a guy who makes teams puts teams in great positions. I think he makes them good for short periods of time due to like just high motivation. But the Titans were significantly worse off when he had left by the time than like when he obviously when he
Yeah,
got in there
but you
in that
gotta remember,
situation.
dude,
But they just got worse.
Ryan Tannehill was on his last leg at that point,
Yeah.
and they had no offensive line, and Derrick Henry was just getting beat up. They didn't have any
Well, they
receivers
traded
either.
away all their O-line. They
They
traded
also
away all their O-line, though. That was the thing. They
they
got rid
traded
of Jack
AJ Brown
Conklin.
too
Yeah.
because they thought Treylon Burks was gonna be the next big thing, and that was stupid.
Yes.
You don't
Yes.
trade away top 10 receivers for nothing,
Yeah.
and that's. That's how, again, an inept organization is run. I think Vrabel is going to get the Patriots back to being
Are
relevant.
the Patriots not an inept organization, though?
No.
I guess I should reframe how I said that. Do you think the Patriots are an inept organization?
No.
Why do you not think so? I kind of lean towards that
I
they
mean,
are.
you could say that right now, but like you can't say that about an organization that won How many Super Bowls within the last decade? You know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
but that's old talk.
No,
I'm
but
talking
like.
like the Patriots in the last 5 years. I would say that's an inept organization. Like the one with the
Yeah,
plane with all
but
the rings
no,
on
you're
it, that's
right.
different. That's a different crew.
You're right, but at the same time, you gotta think about it, dude. They had to move on from Tom Brady. Like, it's Tom Brady. They didn't move on from like your Ryan Tannehills, your these journeyman type guys of the world, your Mark Sanchez's, your whatever. They moved on from Tom Brady, arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. The greatest right now until Mahomes. I'm gonna get back to that later. But regardless,
I hate you so much when you say
regardless,
stuff like that. But
the
yeah.
Pats, I just think you can't clap. I think give it like 5 more years, Jack. 5 more years and they keep doing this crap of like mediocrity, then I'm 100%, I'm like, yeah. But right now, I think the Super Bowls they've won still linger. And I think that's why you're talking about them being an inept organization is because they were so good for so long. And you're going, holy crap, how can you at least not win like 8 games?
How do you take back Josh McDaniels after the time he's had outside of just being like a relationship guy? That's kind of more I look at it. As much as you said, like, yeah, you do have to replace Tom Brady, which is impossible. I do think that's a genuinely impossible task. It wasn't just not replacing Tom Brady. It was the fact that almost every draft they had afterwards was just bad. They went in the worst direction. We're talking about N'Keal Harry, Cole Strange, some of these guys in the first round that just simply shouldn't be there at all. They couldn't build a wide receiver room. They couldn't build their own line. Their defense was consistently like talented. Guys like Christian Barmore, Marcus Jones, Jabril Peppers, never mind. But you know what I'm saying? Like these guys, they got people. But and that was another thing with Jerome Mayo is that we talk about replacing Tom Brady. We don't talk about the fact that Bill Belichick is the greatest coach of all time. And they had to replace that defensive output with 1 year. And Jerod Mayo probably knows a lot of football. He's not going to be as good a defensive head coach as Bill Belichick because no one would be. And I think that was kind of the big thing that makes me think this was kind of a rigged job from the beginning. Because, like, how could you expect it to just automatically go running and everything be exactly the same? I know that's what you thought would happen because he was like a, Bill Belichick disciple or whatever, but that, like, the whole Patriot way outside of Tom Brady, Bill Belichick in
People
the
forget
mid
the. I'm
2010s
sorry.
is the
I'm
only thing that
sorry.
works. It's
I'm
the only thing that
sorry. I'm
works.
sorry. The Patriot way was Tom Brady. Like, it was just Tom Brady. And to kind of segue into a different coaching, the coaching talk. I want to give a round of applause for one team and one team only, the Chicago Bears, because they got Ben Johnson. And if it doesn't work with Ben Johnson, Jack, I don't think it will ever work for the Bears, because there's a part of me that this is what I genuinely think. I go, the Bears are either going to turn this thing around next year, right? And we're talking about they're making the playoffs or they're fighting for a playoff spot. And if that happens, W in my book. Great year. Great year. And Caleb Williams builds off of how he played last year. Everyone wants to talk about him like not being good. Look at the stats, guys. Look at the stats. He didn't even he played good.
He
He
was
didn't.
disappointing.
It
He
was
was disappointing,
disappointing
and there
because
was a real problem in how he was marketed.
yeah.
Because he was going to be market, he was marketed in a way, granted, maybe you can find some responsibility in this, that there was no way he would be anything but insanely good right out of the gate. And that was, I think that screwed him. I think
I
that
just
screwed him
think he
pretty
was in a
hard.
bad scheme, man. I think he was in a bad scheme, a bad, just a badly run offense, and he just wasn't protected. And I don't think they did things to make it easier for him. Did he miss some throws? Yeah. But damn, did he also make a couple plays where you go, yeah, that's why he
Oh,
was the first
absolutely.
overall pick, and that is why I think this guy is the next big thing. And Ben Johnson even said it. Huge reason he went to Chicago was Caleb Williams. He was going to go and do that. And so for me, I think that's a huge W for them. I want the Bears to be relevant. I need Caleb Williams to like be good because that only grows my agenda. And I don't know. I think that division is going to get really interesting because think about it. It's the Packers, the Bears, the Lions, and the
And whatever the
Vikings.
Vikings end up
Yeah,
doing,
and the
yeah.
Vikings, and it's going to be real interesting because that division going forward is going to probably be the best division in all of football.
Oh yeah. Oh no, I couldn't even find any. I think that's absolutely right. It definitely is going to be the best division in football. I do wonder about things like they're keeping Ryan Poles. why. I understand GMs are harder to get than coaches. They bring in systems, they bring in all sorts of analytic things to develop players, but he has been nothing short of a failure. And specifically with the fact that their current state of the team can't be put on anyone but themselves, because if they were purely competent in the way that teams like the Eagles or the Rams or the Chiefs or any of these highly productive, constantly playing deep into January teams are, with the picks they had, with the free agent ability they had, with the cap space they had, other teams would have turned that into a Super Bowl roster.
Yeah.
And they didn't. And instead, they are now picking. What were they picking in the draft? Are they top 10?
I know they're top like 15.
Yeah, now they're picking in the loser part of the draft, after everyone said they could totally make a run for the playoffs and maybe be dangerous in it. I think people need to lose their attachment to some of these more garbage GMs, including him. I'm pretty out on him at this point. I think there's just been a lot of Bears hype over the past couple of years. And granted, I understand why. I mean, they always seem to have something at least interesting. Like they're bad on paper, but there's something like interesting about how bad they are, as opposed to like the Jaguars, who are just like, they don't play good defense, they don't play good offense. But the Bears are like, oh, they give a, like Justin Fields running in his third year, who can run around and do all sorts of crazy stuff. Or, oh, Caleb Williams coming in and he's a first overall pick, generational first overall pick, but also going to a team that is not a first overall pick bad team, even though at times they played that inefficiently. I also think that, and we have a couple, I have a couple other things. I think we'll just naturally roll it in. But are you aware of how bad teams that need quarterbacks are in terms of the situation for the upcoming year? Are you aware of this?
Yes, I am. I think a lot of guys are screwed. I think someone's gonna pay Sam Darnold way too much money.
Yeah, I hope it's not the Giants. I
Someone's
hope it's not
also,
the
and the
Giants.
way I see it is this: someone's gonna pay Sam Darnold way too much money. Somebody's gonna pay Russell Wilson or sign Russell Wilson. Someone's gonna sign Aaron Rodgers. As much as like you want to like make a joke about it, but somebody's going
No,
to,
someone will.
and someone is going to sign Justin Fields. And if I don't want to play like, oh, let me be the GM, but of all four of those guys, I'm
Justin
probably
Fields.
taking Justin
You're
Fields.
taking
Yeah.
Justin Fields, 100%. He's the only one that has any sort of promise, any sort of like, oh, maybe he could figure it
Maybe,
out.
right?
Because
Maybe.
Sam Darnold was already given the best situation he could be given for a quarterback,
And
and he
choked.
played well.
And choked.
No, he played
And he
well.
choked when it
He played
mattered.
well in the regular season, but yeah, he choked when it mattered. He choked in big games, and it showed that, yeah, if he came to the Raiders, the Giants, the Seahawks, any of these teams that are not as good as the Vikings, which almost all of them aren't, I don't see how it would work for anybody. But I think the problem overall is just that we only got two quarterbacks in this draft class that are above a 30% chance of being okay.
I think
Like,
that we're, our minds might change the closer and closer we get towards the draft, because I really don't want to do, I didn't really want to get into a whole draft segment thing, but I've been watching a lot of tape. I've been doing a lot of mock
oh no, we're
drafts.
still doing the draft. Let's talk about the draft. Let's get
I
in the
mean,
draft right
we
now.
don't
Let's get in
okay,
it.
like if we want
Let's
to talk,
turn it into loss.
let's
Let's
talk quarterback.
go.
Let's talk quarterback. Let's talk quarterbacks then. Okay,
Let's.
because I know for you, you're excited because you
I'm
know the
not.
Giants are going to draft a
No. Oh,
quarterback.
I'm actually completely against that idea. I don't think we're gonna draft a quarterback.
There's no way you don't. I'm sorry.
I
There's no
think.
way you don't.
Well, let me be clear about my position on that. I don't want us to draft a quarterback because I want us to be bad, because I would rather us get Travis Hunter and have him for the future than more than keep Joe Shane and Brian Daboll around and have them artificially look better than they are because they got Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders. I think the odds of us getting Cam Ward are pretty low. But Shedeur Sanders, I mean, I don't know if you saw the clip of him at that thing where he was dabbing up Brian Daboll and
Yeah,
they looked like
yeah.
best buddies, Obviously everyone remembers the cleats from earlier this year. The problem also with that is, let's say we move up, take him, or even like, I don't know, the Browns do something weird and they don't draft a quarterback, which I mean, I guess they could because they're
If I'm
still
the Browns,
on the
I
hook
if
for
I'm the
$200 million
no,
for
I
Deshaun.
okay, I will say the Deshaun thing, I think they're gonna find a way to get out of that. I know we've talked about the contract, like the legal aspect of it, but Deshaun Watson's an idiot. He's an absolute idiot for not wearing his boot, and I'm not trying to get into that right now. But regardless, when it comes to the quarterbacks, I know it's Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, top two, but Jackson Dart is going to sneak his way in
Probably.
because he he can throw the football damn good. I'm sorry. He throws the football really nice. I sit there and think about like him going to like Sean McVay in LA and like holy crap, guys, watch out. Like imagine if he went to the Rams. Think about that. As they try to make him Stafford's successor, because let's get real, Matt Stafford got like a year left, dude. Maybe two,
I
max.
can't imagine too.
That's what
I
I'm
feel like
saying. That's
he.
what I'm saying. He's got maybe 1 year left, and I would think Jackson Dart is very serviceable to have as your backup quarterback. Also, Jalen Milroe, I'm sorry. I know he looks so bad, and I know everyone's like, oh my gosh, he's just a running back. But something happened at Alabama after they lost to Vanderbilt. I don't know what it was, but something happened that messed with him because, dude, last year when he was playing in the playoff against Michigan, that
Yeah.
was the best I've ever seen him play. I was like, holy cow, this guy's going to win the Heisman next year. He's going to be a top 10 pick. He was projected to be the first overall pick after they beat Georgia. He was.
So,
And I think
yeah.
a team like Pittsburgh, just hear me out, a team like Pittsburgh takes a flyer on him. Why not? Why
They would
not?
be, he would be so, that would be such a mid team. He can't go to, he needs to go to a team that like their quarterback whisperer, someone on that staff is like
It's not
really
Arthur
eager,
Smith. It's not
really,
Arthur Smith. Yeah.
like honestly, I think he would be a good fit for the Giants, weirdly enough. I think in the second round, if he's there, I really wouldn't mind the Giants taking a swing at him. The website I think that's best for drafting is NFL Draft Buzz, right? I think they do pretty good prospect rankings. I'm going to give you their top 10 right now. And save your reactions for the end, right? But here's their top 10 quarterbacks in the draft for this year. So we got 10, Riley Leonard. We all know him. I think we all know his skill set and whatnot. Number 9, Jackson Dart. I've heard a lot of things about him. I like him. I like him more than I think the ninth best quarterback, and definitely some of these guys that I have above him, I like him more. But I do constantly hear that he's kind of like a third round guy who's like ceiling. And especially his floor can be very low. I think that someone could take a flyer on him and be interested, but overall, I don't know. But he's number 9. Number 8 is Curtis Rourke, weird,
Gross.
from Indiana.
Yeah.
7, Will Howard.
Even grosser.
Okay. 6, Dylan Gabriel. 5, Kyle
Ew.
McCord. 4, Quinn Ewers. 3, Jalen Milroe. And then number 2, Cam Ward. And number 1, Shedeur Sanders, which I don't really agree with that
Do
ranking
you think
at all.
someone who do you think is gonna draft Quinn Ewers? I could 100% see the Giants doing it.
Oh, I could too. I think the thing about it is that they're the Shane and Daboll are on a year clock. They basically said that. They basically John Mara basically said that if things don't get better soon, he's going to start firing people. And they're essentially, you know, like it's kind of like the fall of an empire in the Giants front office right now, and they are doing whatever they can to survive for the next season, the season after next. So. I think you are probably right that they're going to be very aggressive and moving up to get one of these top two guys, specifically Shadur. But I really hope they don't do that because, and this is a thing that among people who like don't really care about like the nitty-gritty stuff, I don't think Shadur Sanders is worth a first overall pick. I frankly don't think in a good quarterback year he'd be worth a first round pick. I think he's a lacking prospect. I think Cam Ward is by far the best quarterback in this class, although the fact that he sat out the second half of the bowl game after just going to championship or the record does make me have concerns about his general character and how much he like cares about the team side of this. But then it just falls off a list because you got two guys that are probably going to be good to okay to maybe mid starters in the NFL, Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders. Then Jalen Milroe, who I think has never been more of like a 50-50 will be terrible or will be good. And then a bunch of guys that I just don't see being anything more than backups. Quinn Ewers, Kyle McCord, Dylan Gabriel. Yeah, you could go ahead and take Kyle McCord in the third round. What does that give you other than a third round quarterback? Tell me how many third round quarterbacks do well.
No, you're right.
Like, that's the
No,
thing. Like,
you're
it's
right.
you have to get him in the first. Or you have to get him in free agency, or you're just lucky in the way that the Giants aren't, and you get Brock Purdy or Dak Prescott or something stupid, you know? And to me, that's kind of the whole deal with it. I think teams that don't have to draft a quarterback this year and can look at this draft process as like, ooh, let's get a lineman, let's get a defensive player, let's get like a team like the Browns shouldn't as much as because they have a quarterback, they should be the people who are like, all right, Travis Hunter or Dual Carter. Because those are two of the most generational defensive prospects we've seen in a long time. Secure them now, Sorry, you messed up with the Deshaun Watson thing. Maybe you shouldn't, think women are gross or whatever. And actually just embrace for the future because right now isn't going to happen.
I will say this. Okay, humor me real quick, Jack. Give me a team. Give me a team. Not like a, Jaguars or Cowboys, but think of a team that you're like, man, they're I'm trying to think of like a very mid team. Give me a mid team right now. That you're like, man, if they had a couple pieces and maybe an aggressive GM,
Miami
they
Dolphins.
okay, the Dolphins, right? Let's take the Miami Dolphins, right? I sit there and I think about, all right, if I was the GM of the Miami Dolphins, what am I gonna do? I'm stuck with Tua, right? I'm stuck with Tua. But I sit there and think about, man, what pieces do we need? And how do you not go get those pieces? Do you see what I'm saying? I think there's so many of these GMs that get these like 4-year deals and they go, okay, I have a 4-year plan. Screw your 4-year plan. Win in year one. Unless you're a team that's like, that was two in whatever, won like 2 or 3 games where you actually have to rebuild, like the Patriots, right? But if you're a team that just had a bad year and you're a mediocre team, why don't more? I don't understand why more GMs don't do what the Rams did. And you know why? If I'm the GM, right? You get that job. There's 32 people in this world who get that job, and you are one of them. And that job is not something that's just going to wait around for you to be mid and say, oh, trust my 4-year plan. Go out there and make moves. And I feel like in the NFL, we've only seen that done with two teams, and it's worked. One, the Rams. The Rams did it, and they won a Super Bowl. And if you win a Super Bowl, even if you just won one Super Bowl, it doesn't matter. You won. You did it. Two, the Eagles. The Eagles do it better than anyone else. I'm like, come on, man. Where is the aggressiveness? Everyone talks about like the development aspect of it. And I understand, you develop guys, you want the guys you draft to be good. But screw that. Your goal is to win a Super Bowl. You should be doing that every year. If you're at, if you're an 8, 9, 10 win team, and you're two or three guys away, or man, my defense sucks, or oh man, I really gotta fix my offensive line, or oh man, I need some weapons. Go out there and do it. Trade away your assets that you have to win, because you know what? You're gonna get fired either way, bro. You're either gonna get fired because you suck, or you're gonna get fired because the trade you made sucked. And either way, your ass is at home. I'd rather say, hey, at least I tried to do something versus trusting, some BS plan for 4 years.
I disagree. I've seen the op I've seen you what you're suggesting happen, and it can have very bad consequences. 2016 was a really bad year for the Giants. In terms of the fact that we overspent so much on free agency, that was the year we got Janoris Jenkins and Olivier Vernon and all these
Yeah, but they were
dudes.
signing
And
bums. Those are bums.
no, they're not bums. They weren't bums. They were high profile signings that a lot of people wanted at the time, and we just spent the money. And then we were in cap hell for years after the fact. No one was calling Jack Rabbit and Olivier Vernon bums in 2015. They just weren't.
That was the end of Eli Manning, bro. He was done. He could barely throw the football at that point.
That was the year we made the playoffs, actually. So you're wrong.
And then you
But
lost to the Packers?
yeah, okay, but that's one of the best teams we've had. Like, I don't understand that point. But if we were okay that year, we tried to win the Super Bowl that year, and then we were screwed for the rest of time, where we couldn't even. There were times we were getting draft classes, and there was genuine worry that we wouldn't be able to sign all the rookies because we didn't have enough money because they spent so much cap that season. So it is harder than just going like all the chips in at all times, because that could put you in a situation where now, whenever I see GMs that are doing that type of spending, I'm like, okay, they're really just anxious that they're about to lose their job right now. I believe the sustainability is the move, because otherwise you get Christian Kirk getting signed for $70 million. And that just makes no sense. And it's just like, yeah, I get like money's fake to some people. I do some silly things when I'm like, doing my NFL
But
franchise
that's
in
not the
Madden.
move.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. I'm not done. I do silly things when I'm doing like the NFL franchise in Madden when money isn't real. But the problem is that like these things have real life consequences. And if it was that easy to just like go out there and get every high profile free agent, most of those are missing. A lot of the time, it's just way more expensive than getting like a guy in the draft. I don't know. I can't see it being as simple as just going like all in all the time. Because it sometimes will just bounce back at you and kill you.
No, I agree. I understand what you're saying, but there's a way to make a perfect storm. But the way to have that perfect storm is if you're the GM, you got a coach that you trust, and you go, man, I this guy, he's he I believe in him. And then you have an owner that says, hey, Tomas, hey, Jack, do what you got to do. Let's win this sucker, right? And that's what the Commanders did. They did. That's what the Commanders are doing right now. They did not care. They said, listen, we got a top five draft pick, but we're not going to be like this. Oh, yeah, Jaden Daniels, take your time. You know, let's just develop him. We win seven games. You know, that's a better than we were last year. Shit, they're playing the conference
Yeah, but
championship
they, I don't
game,
know if they're a
man.
good example because I feel like they just kind of fell into that. I don't
No,
think they expect about
no, let's get real, dude. But think of it this way: they get rid of Dan Snyder, right? They
it.
get rid of him. They bring in Dan Quinn. They bring in Cliff Kingsbury. They don't have anybody really out there. But that's a team that they did bring in. They drafted really well, and the pieces they did bring in worked very well, which was just taking all the Cowboys players that Jerry didn't want to re-sign and then brought them over to Washington because they followed Dan Quinn. But that's I'm talking about the ownership aspect of it too. I mean, it's a real top to bottom thing, but I think the Commanders are an example of a team doing it right now. The Rams did it when they, you know, obviously when they won the Super Bowl. But I'm just saying there's teams out there that are
I do
so
see your
close
point. Yeah.
that could do it, but they choose not to. Like, for example, a big one I can think of right now is like the Packers. Same with like Minnesota to
Yeah.
an extent. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying go and like overpay a shit ton. But if I'm the Packers right now, if I'm the Packers right now, I go, okay, my defense, pretty good,
Yeah.
right? I have Josh Jacobs, who's a dog. I believe in Jordan Love, but where do they lack the explosiveness at wide receiver? Not saying anything against Jaden Reed, not saying anything that, you know, they're like bums. I'm not saying that. But man, you're telling me if the Packers probably had like two more actual wide receivers, where
Yeah.
Jaden Reed is like your slot receiver and not the guy playing outside with next to Christian Watson. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm the Packers, I'm gonna go draft a receiver. I'm gonna go get Davante Adams again, or I'm gonna go trade for one.
No,
Like,
you don't want, you're not getting Davante Adams again. You're not.
but you know, but that's more the point of what I'm saying is I'm making a move to fix that problem when you're that close. Shoot, the Packers were a play away last year from going to the NFC title game.
And I guess it's just a difference, and this is kind of more we'll agree on this. I guess it's a difference between I think being aggressive is good. I think just the idea of throwing money at your problems is bad. And the Commanders are a good example of this, where I've never seen a team so quickly and so identifiably and so correctly be like, all right, Emmanuel Forbes is our CB1, can't do it. As a CB2, can't do it. Can't even have him on the team. Get rid of him. Mike Sainstrel, boom, you're in. You're going to play now. And it has been wonders different for them.
It's crazy that
Like,
they're like, yeah, you suck, dude. We're done.
yeah, first round pick from 2 years ago. Frankly, the fact that the only thing that's good about Emmanuel Forbes, at least from Giants fans, is that he didn't make Deontay Banks look as bad as he could be, but now, you know, he's totally is. I really think that the fact that they moved on from him so fast, it just showed that they are aggressive and they do understand like how to use this the rules within the league to win in an efficient way. And I don't think any of them thought they were going to be as in the situation they are now. Definitely not. But to see that that can happen. Just from a Giants perspective, where I just constantly am seeing like, oh, one guy goes down and now the whole season's over, or we have to watch Evan Neal play a bunch of games at offensive line, or oh, we have to watch Deontay Banks just get destroyed over and over again by all these like garbage wide receivers. It reminds me that if you're not dumb, you can do it right, and it annoys the hell out of me. It annoys the hell out of me. The Commanders are a great story right now, and I'm rooting for them, and I'm sure a lot of you are, and you are as well, but God, man, like they're gonna be annoying for the next decade and absolutely ruin football for me. Like, no one in the NFC East of the teams that weren't in Washington predicted the return of the Washington Commanders, and that just screwing the rest of our ability to ever make the playoffs ever again.
And I will say this, as a Cowboys fan, I'm sitting there going, well, Jalen Hurts and the Eagles are just going to be around for a while. Jaden Daniels, obviously. If the Giants draft Shadur, I'm like, that's going to really suck for my agenda because I want him to be good. You know what I mean? Like, I genuinely like him, and that's going to kind of suck. But you know what? It's okay. Let's kind of pivot to the more important thing of there's football tomorrow.
There is.
And let's talk about the Eagles Commanders game first because we have been, you know, glazing Jaden Daniels a little bit. But I just,
It's not glazing when they like deserve it, you
I
know?
know, I know. I just don't think the Eagles are that good still. I really don't because I'm sorry if it wasn't snowing last week. The Rams would have won.
This just in, Texas A&M lost a basketball game against UT.
Dude, I don't want to. Don't start with me right now.
I'm just bringing it up. I figured
No,
you'd
they
want to
choked.
know.
They lost by like they were up by 20 at halftime. That's besides the point. We're talking football, okay?
I'm sure the
All I'm
listeners
saying
are
is,
interested to hear
all I'm saying
your good
is,
fortune.
the Eagles, I don't think are that good, and the Commanders have all the momentum. People keep
What
doubting
do
the
you mean the
Commanders.
Eagles aren't that good?
I don't think they're that good, dude. I just don't. I don't believe.
I think there's a way to argue that, but like, what is your reasoning? Like, what is like?
Because someone's gonna eventually make Jalen Hurts run, throw the football, and he can't throw the football. There's no way they can keep winning. They can't win a Super Bowl with that dude throwing for 150 yards and completing 15 passes. They're not gonna win a Super Bowl this year. Truthfully, the Super Bowl is tomorrow night between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes.
100%. 100%.
That's the Super Bowl.
100%.
Because I'm sorry, Eagles or the Commanders, neither one of those teams are winning the bowl. No, they're just not. I just don't. I just, they're not. And
If the Commanders like kind of put on for the city
I
and do
think
something crazy against the Eagles, I would change my mind on that, but that's kind of like the least likely scenario. Like the more likely scenario is that that team, the Commanders Eagles game is a total like sludge match that's just running the ball and probably is like one of the quickest football games ever. And whoever wins by probably less than whatever the spread gives them. But yeah, I would agree that it's not going to be the Eagles here. Jalen Hurts is hurt. Jalen Hurts is
He's hurt.
injured
He's
or
hurt.
something. I'm not his doctor. I'm not looking at X-rays, but I'm telling you, he's hurt, and they're not going to do it. And it was the proof of that was everyone, all the idiots online the entire year were like, oh, they don't need to tush push anymore. They can hand the ball to Saquon on the goal line, and that's good because he's such a big guy and he can just run through. And then they tried that and they lost a yard, which is just not an option under the tush push unless like you just run it so incredibly awfully and you don't do the basic adherence of it. I think that was proof that they're worried about using him in like a human battering ram type way. And if that's the case, that's concern for the Eagles. It has to
I'm
be.
going. The Commanders are going to win tomorrow. They're going to win tomorrow.
Gosh, I hope so.
Like, think of it. You know what? I'm sorry, Jack. If let's, for example, right? For example, if the Lions would have won last week, we'd be sitting here saying the same thing. We go, dude, the Lions are going to beat the Eagles. But just because that an underdog upsets the big dog and the Lions, we all thought we're going to go to the Super Bowl. We're going to sit here and discredit what the Commanders are doing, or discredit that they're getting disrespected as 6.5 point dogs to Philly. I don't care that they're playing at Lincoln Financial. I do not care. Jaden Daniels is playing them for the third time. They've split 1-1. And I'm sorry, that brother's a dog. That brother's a dog. And
100%.
that team is a dog. And they're going to fight. And it's going to be gritty. And you know what? If Saquon rushes for 250, who cares? Who cares? Because you know what? I bet the Commanders are going to be in that football game. They are going to stick it out, and they're going to play gritty, hard-nosed football. And I can't wait to watch that game tomorrow, because when Jaden Daniels dogs them, I'm going to say I caught it. I just want to throw this out there for everyone listening to the pod. I had a dream the other day, okay? I had a dream bet the other day where the Washington Commanders were up 21 to nothing.
You're gonna jinx the Eagles into the
In the
Super
second
Bowl.
quarter, against the Eagles, and Jaden Daniels had a rushing touchdown. Do with that information that you will.
You're gonna jinx the Eagles into a Super Bowl, and it concerns me very much. That's like my genuine waking nightmare. Like I know, like you don't like the Eagles, like they're the Cowboys' biggest rival, but like you didn't like go to school with Eagles fans, and
My
these
best one of
people.
my best friends is an Eagles fan.
Yeah, but where's he from? Where's he from in America? Is he from Pennsylvania?
He was born in Philly, yes.
Okay, but does he live there? Is he like a Philly
No.
guy? Yeah, he's not. If the Eagles win tomorrow, I guarantee my phone will start blowing up with a bunch of Delco idiots yelling at me, being like, oh yeah, you hear the birds, they won the game, man. Yeah, we're gonna go down to Wawa after this, go get a hoagie. Like, you don't understand. They totally could win. I don't
They
want them
could.
to. I don't think they're gonna,
They
because
could.
you what we're not talking about here, if we're really looking at this game, Commander's defense is not that good.
But they
It's
could be.
simply not. The Giants put up three touchdowns on them with Daniel Jones. Like, we have to be honest about that. Like, what do you think Saquon Barkley and the greatest run blocking O-line's gonna do to them? Like, they're gonna gash them. And I
Yeah,
think
DeRon Payne is not playing tomorrow. He got
who is his backup?
No idea.
Let's look at who his backup is.
No clue, dude. I'm gonna say I actually have no idea. I'm
I
gonna.
mean, that'd be a crazy pull if you somehow knew who the backup D tackle was for the Commanders. Sheldon Day. Sheldon Day from the Rams. Remember
That
him?
brother's fat.
Yeah, he's fat. Yeah,
He's fat. That guy's like 400, dude.
I we need to because if we sit here and we're the guys who just bang on about how the Commanders are definitely going to win this game, and then they first off, we already don't have qualifications, right? So if we say that, and then this is like 45 to 10 because Saquon Barkley had the greatest postseason running ever, then that's a big concern. What I and it's similar to you, in my opinion, a little more sober-minded reason for this is because I don't think we've fully tapped into how good Jaden Daniels is. I think like there's it's like the iceberg meme where you see the top of the iceberg and you're like, wow, that's like a pretty big thing. And then you like go under the water and you see how like massive it is. I think his talent is like that. We have no idea how good he is
You're right.
because the lights have never been bigger than right now. And I guarantee he's going to put on for that city that has been begging for good football for so long. I remember, I don't know if your dad's ever talked to you about this, but my dad would always say that it was a real sad thing that the Commanders Redskins football team was not that good because he remembers when he was a kid and how insane their fan base was about how like the hogs they would call them and how they would all just like be just a bunch of crazy people similar to that to like the Bills now of how like much passion the DMV area had for the Commanders. And I want
Left
them
hand
to
up,
win. Who are we? The
the
Commanders.
commander. I'm
Yeah,
gonna hit that so hard if they win
dude, I'm gonna
tomorrow.
if we let's make a promise right now. If they win tomorrow, we're gonna go live and we're gonna play that song and we're gonna do the dance.
No.
And for the six of you who are listening to this before the games tomorrow, hold us to that promise, okay? That's a real one. That's a contract between us and y'all. But we do have another game, don't we? Well, actually, no, hold on. I have a couple more questions about this. What matchup on the Commanders and Eagles, do you think is the most important in order for each team to win the game? I have an answer in my head, but I'll let you go.
Which is like the matchup to watch? That's what you're
Yes.
basically asking.
Yeah.
For me, the way I see it is, listen, I don't think that the Commanders are going to stop Saquon. I think he's going to be able to run the football.
Yeah.
Mine is, are those DBs going to be able to cover when it matters? Are they going to be able to cover AJ Brown on those 3rd and 5 BS slant routes?
AJ Brown hasn't been doing much,
No,
man. It's kind of
they haven't.
nuts.
Because
It's
you know why? Jalen
because
Hurts is a
Jalen
running
Hurts
back.
can't
He
yeah.
can't throw the football.
He can't throw the
You know what I'm
football.
saying? And so I think if you force Jalen Hurts to have to win this football game, right? If you make that happen, where I don't, again, I think Saquon's going to probably rush for like over 100 yards, right? But if it's a point in the game where the Commanders are up, let's say they're up by like a touchdown or something and they have to go score. Or there's the sense of urgency where you go, oh snap, hey, when you start throwing the football, that is when the Commanders are going to have an opportunity to win.
Yes.
But if they can't shut down the passing game, because I don't expect them to stop the run game, they're going to be screwed. They're going to be screwed. If they make Jalen Hurts look like an actual competent quarterback tomorrow because they can't guard AJ Brown or DeVonta Smith, then hey, it might be a long night. But you know what? It could turn into a shootout. I also think the receivers on the flip side, right? That's more
Yeah.
the defense side. Flip side, it's the same way for their offense. Those Commanders receivers are going to have to win their one-on-ones against Philly's DBs. That is also the matchup to look for because they're going to have to throw the football. Jaden Daniels is going to have to be able to throw the football. I think he's going to be elusive enough to, you know, escape potential sacks or get out of the pocket and just be Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
But guys are going to have to get open. I mean, we're talking about Dyami Brown, man. We're talking about Zach Ertz, revenge game. Zach Ertz, revenge game. He's so scoring tomorrow. He's so scoring. But all I'm saying is,
Oh yeah, the Zach Ertz revenge game is gonna be awesome. Yeah, Zach
yeah.
Ertz money line, everybody.
Yeah. And so I'm really excited for that game. Like I said, the Super Bowl is the Bills Chiefs, but that game is going to be so interesting because if the Eagles win, we're going to go, oh, wow, Eagles in the Super Bowl again. But if the Commanders win, we're actually going to be witnessing history. No rookie quarterback has ever made it to the Super Bowl. Jaden Daniels has a chance to be the first.
For me, matchup, similar vein, Bobby Wagner, Saquon Barkley. Middle linebacker, quarterback of the offense against the running back, who's effectively the quarterback of this offense. You know, he's one of the greatest linebackers of our generation. He's definitely in the twilight of his career. He's an old man. Joint's probably hurting, probably doesn't have that much time left in him. He wants to win a Super Bowl. He wants to win a Super Bowl. And I think he's still got it a little bit. He's definitely one of the more productive members of that defense. It's actually interesting. I actually don't think Sheldon Day is going to be the tackle for them. If I had to guess, they're probably going to put Johnny Newton there. Now, looking at the depth chart, interestingly enough, Javonte Jean-Baptiste is also on there. Shout out Bergen Catholic. But I don't think Johnny Newton's a bad backup in that situation at all. Obviously, I don't know if you remember his hype coming out of Illinois last year, but he was a pretty solid looking prospect. Yeah, I hope they can just shut him down and find a way to do it, but I genuinely just kind of think that's impossible. And I think it's just going to be a race where, unfortunately, I think the Eagles are, even with Jalen Hurts hurting and the fact that I'm still going to bet the Commanders, I think they're just in a good situation to win because if they just wear him down with a run game and control time of possession, the analytics are just strongly in their side. And it's hard to stop a team that runs 3 yards every time. You just can't do it. And they totally are going to make that happen. That's totally
So,
going to happen.
official score predictions for tomorrow.
Yeah. I would say 31-27. Commanders.
I'm gonna go 31. I'm gonna go 31-23.
Yeah.
Commanders.
And then we wake up tomorrow and we realize Vic Fangio is one of the greatest defensive coordinators of all time, and we realize that was a stupid prediction. But right now we're standing by it. We're standing by it. All right. Anything else happening? Any other games?
Well, obviously, my glorious king, Patrick Mahomes, takes the field tomorrow against my other glorious king, Josh
He
Allen.
doesn't know who you are.
I don't care.
You don't need to
I don't
glaze him
care. I'm
lips.
gonna
He
glaze
doesn't
him all I
know who you
want. You
are.
know
He
why?
doesn't think
Listen,
about you.
no,
He doesn't think about you. He doesn't think
I'm
about
gonna
you.
I told you I was gonna put this in there,
Yeah.
okay? But listen, I have a clip from 3 years ago after when Patrick Mahomes was about to play in his third Super Bowl. Yeah, his third Super Bowl when he was playing the Eagles. Where I said he's going to win more Super Bowls than Tom Brady and he's going to be the GOAT. And I was laughed at. I was ridiculed for it. Okay? Today,
People are still laughing at you.
that's fine. They can laugh all they want. But today, I'm just going to let you know when I put this clip in here, right here, you're going to listen to it right now.
Same level
No, the best
young
to ever do it.
quarterback.
I'm telling you, when this is all said and done, this guy's 27 years old.
The best ever
The
to do it.
best to ever do it when his career is done, there's no doubt that I don't think he's got more Super Bowls than Tom Brady does.
More than Tom Brady.
Potentially, yeah.
Wow, that guy sounded like an asshole.
Okay, you know, all I'm saying is if he wins, I called it. Okay? If he wins, I called it.
You're
I
selling
did.
out the
I
freedom
did.
and justice in America, which would be lost greatly for the Chief if the Chiefs won just for your narratives. And I think that's terrible. I think it's selling out your country. I think
No,
it's
it's not.
treason.
I'm sorry, I respect greatness. I don't know why you hate on Patrick Mahomes.
Because I'm done with this generation, man. Were you rooting for Clemson to win another Natty? What about Alabama to win another Natty?
That's so irrelevant. I'm talking about Patrick Mahomes, and I'm sorry, that guy in the playoffs just doesn't lose. I've seen him lose to one guy, and that was Tom Brady, all right? That was Tom Brady in his first ever Super Bowl. But when it's all said and done, Mahomes is gonna win more Super Bowls than Brady. He's gonna be the GOAT because you know
Well, losing
what?
the head-to-head matchup means you're not the GOAT. You can't
Come
lose the head-to-head matchup when you're
If
a
he
rookie at
wins,
the prime of your career versus a guy who's at the end of his
bro, what are
career
you
and then still be
talking
the GOAT.
about,
You can't. That's
man?
no.
Oh,
That's
come
automatic. You can't
on,
say that.
dude.
You if you have a head-to-head matchup with one guy who's 40 and one guy who's at the prime of his career and his prime athletic prowess and he doesn't win the game, then you can't say he's the GOAT. You could say you could maybe he wins more championships. That's totally possible. But you
Okay.
can't say he's better in the head-to-head
Okay.
matchup.
All right. Whatever. Sure. Okay. Anyway, besides the point, is if Mahomes wins tomorrow and goes to the Super Bowl and wins the Super Bowl, he's won three in a row. Tom Brady never won back to back. We're talking about an actual insane run that he's went on. We're talking Michael Jordan levels of greatness. And I don't understand why people aren't understanding that. I'm not arguing about him being like, oh my gosh, yeah, like he lost to Tom Brady one time. No, we're talking about doing something that is never done in not only football, but the history of sports. And the last one who did it was Michael freaking Jordan. Okay? Think about that for a second. Think about it. If he wins the Super Bowl, that is a three-peat.
That is a three-peat.
North Dakota State won the FCS.
Come on, man. Don't throw that crap at me right now. All I'm saying is, Patrick Mahomes is going to win tomorrow. And I love the Bills. I have rooted for the Bills all year. You know this. You know I'm not lying when I say that.
But what is your argument outside of vibes? Like give like this what matchups are you excited for?
You know what? You want to hear my two matchups? These are the only two that matter. These are literally the only two that matter. Patrick Mahomes is going to have the ball with a chance to win the game, and he's going to win the game. Two, Andy Reid is a better coach than Sean McDermott, and that's all I need to know. That's all I need to know. Andy Reid, when it matters, has outdueled Sean McDermott multiple times. Sean McDermott, I think, is an idiot at times.
Yeah.
Not saying he's a bad coach. I think he's an idiot at times. I've seen him be an idiot, right? I don't think you can dispute that with me either.
No, I don't disagree with that.
And Josh Allen's going to win the MVP. I love him. He's so damn good. I love watching him play football.
Like Super Bowl MVP or NFL MVP?
He's going to win the MVP.
Which MVP?
The regular season MVP.
Oh, that's insane. That's insane. That's a ridiculous statement, and even you know deep down. That is ludicrous to say. You're making me go to Stephen A. says, there is no way Patrick Mahomes wins the NFL MVP.
I'm talking about Josh Allen. I'm talking about Josh Allen right now.
Go back in the video. We'll replay the
box. I'm talking about Josh Allen. I know I'm talking about Josh Allen because I was talking about Sean McDermott. Josh Allen is so good, all right? He is the only reason the Bills are relevant this year. Only reason why.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
But it's not just him, though.
That's not true. He's one of the best goal lines in football. He's elevated these guys around him. His number one
receiver is Khalil Shakir. Okay,
yeah, who cares?
Listen, he has elevated the guys around him, and I understand that. Josh Allen is awesome. I love him. Bills Mafia all the way. But I'm sorry, I will never. I made a promise to myself that I will never, ever fade Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. And you know what? Last year, when I made that promise to myself, because you know what I did? First time game they played against the Dolphins when they were sucking at last year, we're like, oh, mm-hmm. Chiefs dynasty's over. I bet on Tua. I remember that. And I lost this, and why did I bet on that bum instead of Patrick Mahomes?
In the cold.
Yeah. I know. And I said, I'm never doing that again. And I wrote it. I wrote the Chiefs all the way to the Super Bowl. And again, this year, I've done the exact same thing. I'm going to do the same thing tomorrow. The Chiefs are going to win this football game. It's in Arrowhead. To think that the Bills are going to go on the road and beat him, I think is absurd. The Bills have also given them a couple bulletin board material this week when a bunch of Bills people came out and started calling it Allenhead Stadium, which I think was absurd because he's never beaten Mahomes in the playoffs. And I'm a big believer. I already know what you're going to say. Oh, they're due eventually to win one. No, they're not. Patrick Mahomes wins in the playoffs.
Not what I was going
to
say.
Patrick Mahomes beats him in the playoffs. Josh Allen wins in the regular season. Who cares? Patrick Mahomes wins in the playoffs. Why would I bet against those numbers? He's 3-0 against him in the playoffs.
I find it remarkable how little statistics and arguments you can use in this point. But what I'll say here is you're not wrong with your vibes. You're very tapped into vibes. And it's hard to disagree with it because your analysis of the vibes are correct. Calling it Allenhead Stadium is stupid. You should never do that. You've never won there. That's a dumb thing to do. But Josh Allen, I feel it. I feel it. I feel it deep in my soul that this is the time. I thought they were over. I thought they were done. And frankly, I think that the fact that they're operating with such motivation, because inherently, it's not that they're due. No one's ever due. Being due doesn't make sense. That's not how life works. You don't just get things because you deserve them. But they, I think, are so incredibly hungry, as well as knowing, paired with that hunger, paired with their talent, paired with the fact that they know they can beat them because they have. I think that we're in a situation where give Allen the ball again, he's not losing to this team one more time. I think mentally, that city will blow up, sink into the ocean, if they lose to Patrick Mahomes again. And I think fate is just going to make that not go down.
Can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
I will say this. My vibes and my thought process would be 100% different if Josh Allen didn't beat him ready this year.
You think they beat them and that means it's better for the Chiefs?
Mm-hmm. It's tough to beat a football team twice in the NFL, let alone three times, obviously. And I understand the divisional aspect of it. But, dude, we're talking about Andy Reid. He's a great coach.
if he's gonna know how they lost the first time, and everyone's like, "Oh, the Bills had guys out, like we were so hurt." And I get that argument, but like, so did the Chiefs. There's guys that are playing on the Chiefs that weren't there in that first matchup. You know, it's the same thing. I'm pretty sure Chris Jones didn't play that game, and a lot of guys on defense
I
didn't
can't
play.
remember. I think Von Miller wasn't playing.
And no, the
I
Bills had a lot of guys out, like they
yeah.
did. And also, too, they were at home. The Bills were at home, and they almost
What
lost
would you make
in
of the
that game.
fact that the Chiefs haven't had a turnover since that game?
That's actually a stat.
They have
Really?
not for their defense has not forced a turnover
I
since
don't
the
think they.
Bills
I'm
game.
being honest, I don't think they need to force a turnover because they just their defense is good, dude. Like their defense is good. They're holding teams under 20 points a game. Not saying that I think that's going to happen tomorrow. You know, I think it might be a shootout tomorrow. It really could be a
Oh, I think
shootout.
it totally would be,
But
at least on the Bills side.
also too, I think you'll understand this point. Let's say we get like, you know, a quarter or two in, and it's a real back and forth type deal, shootout
Yeah.
vibe. I think the Chiefs are smart enough to say, you know what? Let me slow this game down a little bit. Let's have a
The
7 minute, eight
Bills
minute
benefit
drive.
greatly from a shootout. The
Right.
Bills
And the, and I
benefit
think if
greatly.
the Chiefs realize, oh, we're playing to the Bills' strength right now versus let's not give the ball to Josh Allen. Because let's get real, if we have to talk about which team is better equipped to be methodical, you know, slow, long drives that are just taking your heart out, it's
Yeah.
not the Bills. It's the Chiefs. The Chiefs are better equipped, I think, to do that.
But that's because I think that's true,
And
but I
because of
think
that,
that's
and
also
because of
because
that,
the Chiefs' offense isn't what it used to be, and it's not as predicated on the big play
right.
anymore.
But that's what I'm saying. Because they don't need, they could make the big play, right? They can.
Don't know if they can make the
They
big play.
can. They
Like
can.
who on their
Xavier Worthy.
offense? No, he's a gadget player. Like he
Exactly.
can,
But that's what I'm saying.
like
That's
he's
all I'm
a
saying. It's
yeah.
just the opportunity that he could make a big play.
No, like they could scheme him open and be like, all right, here's the end around with Xavier Worthy that we all know is going to happen
He's gonna
tomorrow.
probably score tomorrow too.
You're giving people, this is not financial advice. Don't sue us. I don't know. I'll tell you what, I don't know why DeAndre Hopkins hasn't been more of a thing for them. I think he's lost it. I
No,
think he's lost
part of
it.
me thinks they might be saving him for tomorrow.
Saving him, that doesn't make any sense. It's playoffs. They needed him. Like
They
he hasn't
didn't
done
listen.
anything
Listen,
for them.
dude, they didn't need him to go beat the Texans. They didn't.
You don't sign a that's a dumb argument. That's a 5D chess argument that like exists. Like, yeah, we're gonna sign DeAndre Hopkins and then like save him. Why would you do
He's
that?
old, dude. He's old,
If
man.
you would do that as a GM and if you were my team's GM, I would be furious.
I'm not saying I'm saving him. I'm just saying maybe Andy Reid is like, hey, we can beat the Texans by just throwing it to Kelce and Xavier Worthy. I don't know.
No,
Also, too, you know why? You know what? This is why I'm thinking about this. DeAndre Hopkins didn't play in that first game with the Bills.
Yeah. Well,
Okay?
he wasn't with them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And because of that, I don't think the Chiefs wanted to give any tape on what they would do with DeAndre Hopkins out. Think about it that way. That's my logic. I could be wrong. I could be just totally, you know, shooting blanks on that, but that's my logic at least of like, hey,
That's nuts.
you know, hey, like, why not? Maybe they just didn't want to put any tape out there on DeAndre Hopkins the same way they throw to Marquise Brown. He wasn't there either when they played the Bills. And those are the guys I wouldn't be surprised that they used to attack Buffalo tomorrow. Andy Reid is that smart. He is. And that's just where I'm coming from.
He's smart. I think though the thing about it is that the Chiefs lacking offensive output is going to catch up with them. And we kind of touched on this already, but it's going to be a difference between is this going to be a fast game, is this going to be a slow game? If this is a fast game, I think the Bills win. No doubt about it. If it comes down to it, we're a situation where Josh Allen is driving the field down, he is going to remember last year how Stefon Diggs was streaking down the middle difference between them going to the Super Bowl and not. And I think they do the opposite. I think they win in that situation. If it goes down to him having probably one of the greatest seasons I've ever seen, and that, I think that's the only direction it goes in, realistically. But if we're running the ball, Chiefs can't, Bills can't do anything offensively, or their defense just looks awful, which I think is a pretty potential possibility. Like I said, I'm not exactly the highest on the Chiefs offense, but the Bills defense I've never really thought has been that good. Never in my life. I'll tell you the matchup, I actually think, because you could say quarterback and whoever, but like it's not really a matchup. The matchup I specifically think is going to be a difference between winning and losing this game is going to be George Karlaftis and Spencer Brown. If George Karlaftis beats Spencer Brown, more than a couple times, gets like one or two sacks, which so far he has been, I'll be honest, the best player on the Chiefs
I
in the
did not
playoffs.
think when they drafted him that he was going to be as good as he is. He's so underrated, but like that cat can ball. That
Oh yeah.
cat can ball.
Yes. I don't disagree at all, Tomas. But Spencer Brown has been so insanely good. Frankly, one of the best tackles in the league, on the best offensive line in the league, at least for pass protection. He just absolutely took a team like the Houston Texans last week, who have good tackles. Laremy Tunsil, Titus Howard, these are not bad guys. These are first round picks that people have spent lots of money on. And he just made them look like absolute scrubs. I think Spencer Brown is better than both of those guys, even though Laremy Tunsil specifically is very good. But if he comes home and he gets them a couple times, then yeah, it's over before it even started. And I think that's what's going to happen. I'm going to bet emotionally. I'm going to bet the Bills, and I'm going to believe in the Bills. But then I'm going to see George Karlaftis like blow up Pat Mahomes one time, and I'm going to be like, it's over. It's chalked. It's done. Like, if that happens, it's over because all the Chiefs are going to do is just control the ball, do stupid bullshit with Xavier Worthy the entire time, whoever they have playing running back. And Travis Kelce is going to make some insane clutch plays in big situations because that's just how he operates. And we're going to see a billion shots of Taylor Swift. And then and the Illuminati contract will be complete. And
Yeah.
that will be how it operates. So, frankly,
I know the world wants to see the Chiefs lose, but because of that, that can't be the reason you think Buffalo's gonna win. And
no, I.
I think that's just what a lot of people are feeling because they're so tired of the Chiefs and they're tired of the Taylor Swift crap. But dude, they're inevitable. I want you to do me a favor, Jack. Look to your
Yeah.
right. Look to your right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at the floor. Look
Yeah.
what's on the floor. It's gonna make you upset. And for everyone knowing, I bought a shirt the other
Oh,
day.
I what's on the floor?
I
Oh,
bought the shirt.
oh, wow.
I bought a shirt and
Want me to open this so
now
I
I
can
just
look
want
at
yeah,
this?
oh,
Or
open it up, open it up. I wasn't originally had this plan that I was gonna do this on the pod, but now that we're talking about it, I just have to. What does the shirt say?
first off, did you? Oh, never mind. It's bigger than that. Winning is for Mahomes. And then it's a picture of Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce high-fiving.
And you know what? Winning is for Mahomes. Mahomes is gonna win tomorrow, cause he just finds a way to win. And I bought that shirt. That was the best $22 I ever spent. Cause you
Yeah,
know
we'll
what?
put that with your Lakers gear and your Warriors stuff and
I
your
know. Oh.
Kylian Mbappe jersey. Yeah, we'll throw it all back there. This guy loves the Lightning, by the way. Ask him about hockey. He'll tell you how much he loves the Lightning.
gonna say is, I listen. I as if it, I wish. A part of me wishes that if it was any other team but the Chiefs playing the Bills tomorrow, I'd be all in on the Bills. I'd want them to win the Super Bowl. But you know what? If the Bills win tomorrow, I'm gonna be happy for my friend. I'm gonna be happy for the Bills fans out there because they deserve to see a Super Bowl. But I'm just not gonna go against the greatest quarterback that I've ever seen with my own eyes.
We seem to be wrapping up, but while we're here, I have a question I've been dying to ask you on air. Do you think if you were given 4 carries in the NFL,
I can get 10
you can
yards.
get 10 yards?
Yes.
Okay, so explain your logic with that, and I'll present the counter argument.
I think that what offensive line am I getting? Am I getting a
I'll give you
bonus?
an average one. I'll give you the Carolina Panthers.
What defense am I going against?
Another average one. I'll give you. You know what? No, I'll give you the Giants' run defense. They're terrible.
Okay, you know what my logic is? Like, I'm so serious. I would just not run towards Dexter Lawrence. Like if I got to choose my own play, I would say I'm just gonna run to the other side and I'm just gonna try and get downhill and
So
jump
towards
forward.
Kayvon
Yeah.
and you think you would like
Not say
juke
I'm
him out of his
no,
cleats
bro. I'm not
or?
running. I'm not running a toss. I'm running a halfback dive 4 straight plays.
And you think you're going to get 2.5 yards per carry? Because that
Yeah.
would be what it would be.
Yeah.
Okay, so
This is
I
totally, and I'm
presented.
being honest with you, this is totally like just my own belief, and
So
it's probably wrong. Like I'm
no,
not saying I don't.
it is wrong.
No,
It is
but
wrong.
that's just what I personally believe that I can
Let
accomplish.
me put it to you like this: if you're averaging 2.5 yards a carry, do you know who also averaged 2.5 yards a carry this year? He was on the Cowboys.
Who? Rico
Dalvin
Powell?
Cook.
Oh, Dalvin
Do you think you are as good a running back as Dalvin Cook?
I don't know. He's
Okay,
pretty
so
buns.
we're keeping
He's pretty
that
ass.
idea open. But
That's funny.
listeners, because obviously we can't come to an answer here. You know, this is such a difficult question that we would never know. What do you think? Do you think you could get 10 yards off four carries? Alternatively, do you think Tomas could? I bet many of you are out there screaming at your thing, being like, Jack, of course. What are you talking about? He would just dive 2.5 yards every time. It's super obvious. And then there's other people who are like, this man's clearly a mental asylum escapee and needs to get sent back to the loony bin. I don't know. These are all good points.
I will say this. I've been saying I can do this since I was like 19. I said this like my sophomore year of college, because I was having to argue with my buddies, and I still believe it, even now at 24 years old.
That's deeply delusional,
It's so delu
but
I'm not disputing the delusional aspect of it. I just personally believe that I could do that. You give me an offensive line, and I got to run straight four plays. Give me a practice. Shit. Give me a practice squad. I don't care. Like, I think I could do it.
a practice squad O-line?
Give me
Like
let me
Billy Price
I don't
and
know. Let me
the
go. Let me look. Let me just call up the Pats. Let me call up the Pats and be like, "Yo, let me get a couple carries at practice." You know what I'm saying? Let me
you
get a
would
couple carries.
I genuinely I think
I
if
know you do, Jack. You've known me long enough that I am pretty delusional, and this is just one of
but
my
this is the
delusional
most delusional thing I've maybe ever heard. Like this is me saying,
things.
no, this is genuinely like, yeah, I could fight Manny Pacquiao and I'd
No.
survive like 2 minutes. I won't get knocked out. That would be my claim.
That's how you compare this in your eyes?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, like no, not even 2 minutes. It's me saying I could go 5 rounds with Manny Pacquiao and not get knocked out.
No, that's crazy. That's way different.
That's half a fight, not get knocked out. I'm taller than him. I probably have a better chance of not getting knocked out by Manny Pacquiao than you have getting 10 yards in the NFL. Let's be honest. I can at
Okay.
least get away from him. I can just keep running away.
So
You
that's
can't run away from Dexter Lawrence. Dexter Lawrence is there.
Someone's blocking for me though, man. It just takes one hole. Imagine they open up one hole and I bust like a 7-yard run.
Do you know how to read like halfback ISO? Like, do you know how to like read off the block of like the offensive line? Like, that's a skill that takes like many years to
I believe
cultivate.
in my abilities.
But you,
Listen,
we're
all I'm gonna say
spiraling.
is
We're
listen,
spiraling.
all I'm gonna say is
None of my
this.
bets hit. It's over now.
I'm gonna say is this, and like again, I know this sounds delusional. I'm not trying to be, like I'm
It
not.
is.
I know it's delusional, but I've always believed this, that listen, I stopped playing football in high school because I broke my ankle and I just stuck to baseball. But growing up, you can ask anyone that I played football with, I was so much better at football than I was at baseball. And I 100% think that if I didn't hurt myself, I would have been a better football player. I really do believe that. Because I was good at football. And I'm not just saying that about myself, like, oh, I was good. I knew I was good because a lot of people told me I was good. You know what I mean? And I always played really well. And I know this about myself. And you know what? I'm
I
living
don't think you would
in
have gotten 10
that
yards against a Franklin
aspect.
and Marshall defensive line,
Dude,
realistically. I think Brian
you
Lapke would
really?
have absolutely murdered
I
you.
think you just
And I
really
think,
underestimate my athleticism.
I don't underestimate your athleticism. I think you overestimate your ability to, that running, playing running back is more than just running straight.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I see what you're saying, but like again, it's delusional talk. It's just what I believe. I don't think I could. I genuinely. You want to hear another delusional take I have? I think if you let me go pitch, right? Let me go pitch against an MLB guy. I don't think I could strike him out, but I don't think he'd hit a home run off me. I think I could get an out. I think I could get an out.
Let's think of an average MLB player. Okay, Jake Berger.
Yeah, I think I could get him to like
I
pop
think
out
Jake
to center
Berger.
field. I think I could get him to like pop out to
Actually,
center
no, I don't
field.
think he's a good example. I
I
feel like
think
he
I could
hits
get
pretty
him to
hard.
pop out to center field.
Do you get him to pop out the center field, or would that just be like he hits it and then he doesn't hit it as not hard as he could and it kind of
Probably.
pops out
It
instead?
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The way I see it is I can get him to pop out to center field.
See, I see there's more logic, but frankly, I think there's a reality where like I give me a random at bat against some NFL, some MLB player. Give me 6 months of pitching, and there's probably like three guys I could probably have just like ground out because they didn't hit the ball that well or something. You know,
No.
I bet totally,
No.
totally, totally. If it's just a chance game because baseball, then it's more about chance. Whereas football, it's just your ability to just like actually know
Well,
how to do it.
yeah, we can be delusional. What if you got a delusional take, knock yourself out.
I think that's no. I think okay, guys. Here's the real question: what's more likely, the Tomas 2.5 yards a carry or me with Manny Pacquiao? and we're
Sound off in the comments.
Sound off in the comments. There's a Spotify comments. I know some people use them. I don't know if you've noticed that. There are like three people who comment on our things. Shout out. Unless you got anything else, I guess this is the outro.
Yeah.
You have anyone you want to shout out? Anything in particular you want to say?
I just want to say, I called it when the Chiefs eventually won the Super Bowl.
Your ego will be your downfall, just like Odysseus. We are out of time. This is Bad Takes in Boston. All you lovely people, have an amazing week. And remember, Bills for freedom and justice. Have a good one.